Hello, everyone. That's all right. Got it. Yeah. Andy likes the microphone to be in the right spot. Okay. The title of my talk, Andrew, is Get Your Pen and Hidden Things. So we'll see what God says. So turn over to Acts chapter 1. Just show off, just to prove a point. Acts chapter 1, go through a few quick verses. Acts chapter 1 and verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Move to Mark chapter 13 and verse 32. Just one verse. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So the Father is obviously keeping secrets. So Daniel chapter 12. I like this one, Daniel. So Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. So Daniel's a great prophet. He saw some amazing visions of the future, which Lawrence referred to, that are now history and also things to come, but mostly of the history that has been. But there were the things that that were shown him, and he desired to see them. He just said to the Lord, I want to know and understand these things. But God said, no, go thy way, for the words are closed. I don't want you to understand this. This is hidden. Like the other two examples, there are things that God knows that he doesn't want us to know. It's a fact. The previous scripture was, he didn't even want his son to know. So even Jesus didn't know. It was only God that knows. So he's decided to keep things hidden from us. Deuteronomy chapter 29. I've just finished ploughing very slowly through the book of Deuteronomy. And it's funny, we know how we grind out the wheat and going round and round in circles, going through the Bible. And so many times I've read through Deuteronomy, but this time round, I found these little gems in amongst it, little beautiful things, you know, the perspective of God with respect to the house of Israel and just nice little verses. And this is one of them that really struck me recently, Deuteronomy chapter 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. So these things that God has kept secret from us or whoever, they belong to God. Now, we go through stuff. We are human beings. We're flesh and blood. We're here on earth. Stuff happens. And I don't know about you, but I've thrown many a tantrum to the Lord. I said, Lord, why? What's going on here? I don't understand. But he's kept them secret. And it clearly says here that it's up to him what he does with the secret things, because it says here the secret things belong unto the Lord. So if these things belong to the Lord, it's up to him what he does with them. It's up to him to determine whether to reveal them, whether to keep them secret, whether to slowly make it known with someone, or whether to use it in future or whatever, or just to never reveal it, because they belong to him. It's his prerogative. He is God. So, yep, we throw our tantrums and say, God, why not, why not, why this and whatever. But God just responds, look, it's secret. It's mine. So I do what I want with it. And then it goes on. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So, we have on the one hand, God keeps secret things. He hides them from us. They are his. But when he decides to reveal them, when he decides, it's time that I want people to know. It's time that I want you to know. It's time that I want you to understand. That is when it belongs to us. So we then own this thing that's revealed. And so then it's up to us what we do with this thing that's revealed. So whether we listen to it, whether we take heed of it, or how we act or whatever, or how we think or whatever, it's up to us. God has now relinquished ownership of this thing that he's revealed, because it now belongs to us. and then we act accordingly. And so it's I'll read it again, this verse. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And there are many things, like we've gone through life where we don't know what's going on, and then finally further down the track, God has revealed it to us, and it now belongs to us. We have an understanding. So Psalm chapter 81, we'll just go through a few scriptures again. I prefer to rely on what God says than what I say. Psalm 81, and verse 11. But my people would not hearken to my voice. So here's an example where the Lord's spoken and he's revealed something. And Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own hearts, lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. So the Lord is crying unto Israel, if only you'd heard what I want of you and walked in my ways. If only you'd followed me. But it says here, it's articulated very well that, but I gave them up to their own heart's lust. So it's like you refused to seek me for guidance. You refused to ask me what I wanted to do. But you just headed off and did it yourself without asking me to reveal to you. Now, it was only a very small example, but on Friday I was driving home from work and I thought, oh yeah, I could do this or that. We'll see what happens. Had a bit of a pray on the way home. Made a phone call. Bang, door shut. Okay, Lord, I won't do that. You know, but like it's just a small example of, look, you seek the Lord first. Seek the Lord. That's what he wants. He wants us to seek him first, that he may reveal unto us what his secrets are. And then we can go ahead and run and follow what he's guided. It's orderly that way. Okay, Proverbs chapter 3. So I'll bring out a few popular scriptures now, just encouragement that when we don't know what's going on and we're seeking the Lord, look, I need an answer. Why are you hiding these things? I understand that they belong to you, but I want them to belong to me. So anyway, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It's very succinct. It's very plain. Trust in the Lord. So, okay, he's hiding things from us. We trust him that he's hiding things from us for a reason. He is God. He understands us better than we do. And so we trust in the Lord and lean not to our understanding. We have this carnal mind, this fleshly body that we dwell in, and we want to understand. We want to know the end. It's just the way we are. The only certain thing in life is the past, but we have this desire to know the future. But the Lord says, nope, I'm hiding these things. It's my prerogative. And he wants us to trust in him and with all our heart and lean not to our understandings, because he will direct our paths. And we have that faith that he will direct our paths. And he expects us to follow. As he directs our paths, he expects us to follow that path that he directs. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Another faith scripture. One that we can grab hold of when we don't know what's going on. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. So we understand that whatever's happening, whatever we don't understand, we know that the end of the thing is better than the beginning. We know that because God has revealed it in the scriptures. God has revealed to us this thing, that the end of the thing is better than the beginning. He's decided to reveal that to us. And so now this thing that's revealed belongs to us. How we use that to help us in these times. We know that the end of the thing is better than the beginning. And patient in spirit. The Lord loves patience. And so if we're patient in spirit, we know that he'll guide our paths. Romans chapter 8. And of course, verse 28. Another thing that he's revealed and that that belongs to us to help us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and we love God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. We have this connection with him. It's only through the Spirit that we can love God. So we are those that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose, and I love that clarification, we were predestinated. There's no doubt about it. We've heard testimonies where he's just grabbed us with that shepherd's crook and pulled us in here, sometimes against our will. But we were chosen. We have been called according to the will of God. It was God's will for us to be here. It was God's will for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we have been called according to the will of God. And so therefore, we know all things work together for good. Even if we don't know, if we don't know what's going on, even if God is holding that information away from us, we know that all things work together for good. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. This is actually a scripture that's been a favourite of mine since I was in primary school. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Or 13, is that right? 13. Oh, 13, yeah, okay. Not 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. So other people experience these things as well, which is a relief. But God is faithful. That's another good statement. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I've often thought that, he will not suffer us to be tempted above what we're able. But I tell you what, he gets pretty close. Sometimes I think, man, Lord, we've got this scripture that's been revealed to us, but I know that you're not going to tempt me above what I'm able, but gee, it's sometimes pretty hard. But we know that. This is another thing that's been revealed to us. It's something that belongs to us, so we can constantly read it, that he will provide an escape that we may be able to bear it. And we know from elsewhere in the scriptures and testimonies as well, we'll be stronger. We're stronger, we'll grow in the Lord, in the Spirit, so that we'll be more useful to the assembly, more useful to the Lord, so that when we ultimately raised up, we are this fighting saint. Okay, last scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Yeah, this is another little snippet of thing that I discovered. Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's just, again, worded really well. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. So I'm finishing with this scripture because the Lord has given us the Bible. He's given us words that he has revealed to us, and it's close to us. We hold it in the palm of our hand, this plain book, but it's God's word. We didn't have to go up to heaven or across oceans. The Lord has given us this book with the words in it. He has revealed these things to us so we can read them, and they belong to us of what we do with it. And praise the Lord, we were the few people that acted upon the salvation message that he's written in here. It was revealed to us when someone spoke to us about it. And then that information belonged to us, how we did it. We acted upon it. We got baptized by full immersion, received the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues. Part of the kingdom of God. He brought these things close to us so we can plow through them, read them, encourage ourselves, encourage others to carry on regardless of what we don't understand or what we do understand. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Tim.